AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A federal government shutdown is looming after President-elect Donald Trump's sudden demands to Republicans. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Trump effectively killed a bipartisan government funding deal with a stunning request for a new plan to also boost the debt limit. That's a showstopper for many Republicans, and at least for now, a non-starter for top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
The debt limit issue and discussion is premature at best.
Trump's demand has left House Speaker Mike Johnson racing to strike a new deal before Friday's midnight deadline.
Literally starting from scratch.
North Carolina Democrat Wiley Nickel blames an inept Trump.
And his, shadow president boss Elon Musk.
Whom California's Brad Sherman says led the charge to sink the agreement.
Do I call him President Musk?
Federal offices are being told to get ready to close. A replay of 6 years ago when Trump led Republicans into the longest ever shutdown during the Christmas season. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In New York, Luigi Mangione arrived back in the city by helicopter. The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO faces new federal charges of murder and stalking, escalating the case after his earlier indictment on state charges. Mangione was extradited from Pennsylvania. He was arrested in Altoona. President Vladimir Putin boasted his military operation in Ukraine has strengthened Russia. Speaking through an interpreter, Putin mockingly challenged Ukraine's allies to a high-tech duel.
They can designate a target, say, in Kiev. They can concentrate all of their air defense and anti-missile defense there, and we will strike it with a Reshnik, and we'll see what's going to happen. We are willing to conduct such an experiment.
Putin spoke at his annual news conference. This is AP News. French President Emmanuel Macron is on the Indian Ocean island of Mayotte. A cyclone there has killed at least 31 people. Here's the AP's Charles Deledesma.
About 500 displaced people are sheltering in a school in Mayotte, lying on the floor with little access to food or water. Clothes are scattered across the lobby, babies sleep on mattresses in the hallway, and young children try to entertain themselves with games while others mourn the loss of loved ones. Displaced resident Abdul Humadou tells the AP, I want to know from the state, is it like this in all French regions, or is it just in Mayotte that they've abandoned the island? He adds, Mayotte doesn't necessarily need your presence, meaning French President Emmanuel Macron, but what our island does need is your help, your support. People in the school say the president's visit angers some. The money spent on travelling should, they say, have been used elsewhere. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.